Every dating app swipe is another loss. Gym bros, fake CEOs, straight up losers. So now the only app I open is Modo Casino, because at least there I'm surrounded by winners, real winners, thousands of them. While everyone else is in the single swamp, I'm at home relaxing while stacking bonuses, hitting wins, and playing all my favorite Vegas style games. Modo Casino, the only app worth your time.
Modo Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Modo.us for more details.
Download the Modo Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Modo Casino, America's social casino.
We have some really disturbing news. Troops and intelligence officers within our military are quietly sounding the alarm about potential illegal orders coming down the chain, according to Senator Alyssa Slotkin. I want to break down why these troops are blowing the whistle, and I want to back up and break down Pete Hegseth's ongoing investigation, because senators are still vigorously trying to investigate what happened in the Caribbean Ocean, and we still do not have access to the second video yet. But we do have access to some old footage of Pete Hegseth talking about potential war crimes, and it doesn't look too good for him. So drop a like, double check to make sure you're subscribed to the Adam Mockler feed. We are growing at a pace where we can beat MAGA media, and we just need your help by subscribing. So Hegseth, in 2016, repeatedly warned of Trump using unlawful military orders. I want to start here because CNN provides this archived video, and this is like a look into a different reality. This is like a look into a Twilight era. This is 2016, and Pete Hegseth and even Brian Kilmeade are sitting across from each other, both condemning the way that Trump speaks. It is like a different reality, but the thing that they are condemning is Trump brazenly saying he will issue and enforce illegal orders. Take a listen here.
With Trump University, mm-hmm. with offshoring jobs and ties. I mean, they were going with everything
with
they could.
With military leaders saying you cannot possibly kill the families of would-be terrorists,
yep.
and they would not follow the order. And his answer, Donald Trump's answer on what if the generals won't listen to you when you say take out the families, say, oh, they'll listen. That's really not the answer.
No, I got some response from vets on that saying you're not just going to follow that order if it's unlawful.
Mm. Right, especially because what happened with the CIA last time, they end up with they get legal authority to do waterboarding. Next thing you know, there's a new president, and they have to go lawyer up.
Yeah, yeah.
The one thing that's pretty clear is that even before the debate started, the attacks were coming fast and furious on Donald Trump.
Yeah, they really were. We counted up the attacks. Some of them were repeats, but overall, there were 11 attacks on Donald Trump last night. How many on Hillary? Four. And this.
Okay, so you already see them doing this little both sides asymmetry here, but you do hear Pete Hegseth saying that vets were concerned and that they would deny those orders. They would refuse those illegal orders. Oh, I'm sorry, Pete Hegseth. 10 years later, your head's about to explode and you're calling to prosecute Democrats for saying that troops can refuse illegal orders. It is so incredibly bizarre that Pete Hegseth has basically switched his entire stance on this, and he's gone from a principled pro-Constitution, pro-America, pro-uniform code of military justice. Like, he understood all of that back in 2016, it seems like. And now his brain is melted so much so that he is in power, leading the Pentagon and saying that there's no such thing as an illegal order. In fact, he and Admiral Bradley are essentially handing out illegal orders, and he's denying it. He's denying that they exist. Mandy says, in a world full of Mark Kellys, be a Pete Hegseth. And someone says, American hero Mark Kelly has only had one wife. After she was shot in the head, he retired from the Navy and NASA to care for her and help her in recovery. Of course, referring to Gabby Giffords. Pete Hegseth's current wife is the woman he got pregnant when he was cheating on his second wife with, who was also pregnant at the time. Listen, I don't judge anyone's personal life, genuinely. I don't care what your personal life is. As long as you don't harm anybody else in your free time, it's not really my business. But Mark Kelly is objectively just a superior human being to Pete Hegseth in every single way possible. And that's shown by the way that Mark Kelly speaks about our military.
I'm not going anywhere, and I'm going to continue to push back on him and his administration when they're doing things that are unconstitutional, unlawful, stupid. They do a lot of stupid. You're seeing it in Venezuela right now, and the consequences of that, and the consequences of hiring unqualified people for really important jobs.
Staying on that subject for a moment, Senator, there's a December 10th deadline that the Secretary put down in the Pentagon's investigation, such as it is. Have you heard from either the Pentagon?
Was that on Twitter?
It was. The Pentagon or the FBI, have they reached out to you to try and arrange any kind of interviews or requests for
information? We got something from the FBI. We got one thing. Didn't even have a point of contact on it.
This is Mark Kelly talking about the investigation into him. Because he said you are allowed to refuse illegal orders. Think about how messed up this is. A bunch of representatives and senators like Alyssa Slotkin and Mark Kelly came out and said, you're allowed to refuse illegal orders, by the way. And Pete Hegseth then denied that illegal orders exist. Then we found out that all of this happened. By the way, I could totally see Mark Kelly on the Democratic primary debate stage in 2028. I could see it. There's going to be a lot of good candidates out there, and the way he speaks about America, the way he communicates, he would be one of them. It could be Mark Kelly, maybe AOC, Gavin Newsom, Pete Buttigieg, Andy Beshear. I'm sure I'm missing a bunch, but Kamala Harris might run. We have a list of candidates. It's going to be a crowded debate stage as we try to find which direction the Democratic Party is going to go. It's going to be a real battle of ideologies. Are we going to go towards a center-left path, towards a more populist left path, towards a farther left path? It is truly going to be a crossroads in the 2028 primary. Here is Senator Alyssa Slotkin talking about young troops, young intelligence officers within the military pulling her aside and blowing the whistle.
I was at an event, and young man who works here in Washington came up to me, pulled me aside after the event, you know, got out of earshot and said, I just wanted to thank you. I'm part of a National Guard, in the Midwestern state, and I'm an intel officer. And I just went to a training, and all of my fellow intel officers are worried that we're going to be asked to do intel collection and exploitation inside the United States, right? That the skills we learned to protect against foreign adversaries, which is the job, that we're now maybe going to be asked to do that inside a detention facility or inside somewhere in, you know, the United States with American citizens.
And there enter the illegal orders that they made a video about, the potential illegal orders that could be issued. One of the Democratic senators whom Donald Trump said should be executed for sedition isn't backing down. I can't believe so many insane things have happened that I haven't mentioned yet that Donald Trump said, because Alyssa Slotkin said illegal orders should be refused, that Slotkin should be hung. He reposted something that said, hang them, George Washington would have. Senator Alyssa Slotkin, one of the six prominent Democratic lawmakers and former service members who appeared in the video urging U.S. troops and intel officers to reject unlawful demands, said military personnel have expressed anguish to her over carrying out questions. I don't know, I find it concerning that a lot of the older people have retired out of our military. A lot of the older generations have resigned because they are exhausted. Mark Milley, who was a highly, highly respected war general for 36 years, I believe, had to retire, gets death threats, and said that Trump is essentially a wannabe dictator. He heavily implied that Trump is a wannabe dictator that we shouldn't bow down to. And now, younger troops, younger intelligence officers are saying similar things. They're worried about potentially illegal orders being issued and the fact that there is zero moral clarity coming from the top about these illegal orders. And the most disturbing part is we know that they know. They have some level of clarity because this is Brian Kilmeade and Pete Hegseth talking about it roughly a decade ago. Now, Caroline Leavitt comes out and the White House changes their story every 12 hours. At first, Donald Trump doesn't know about a second strike. He doesn't think it's necessary. And then Caroline Leavitt comes out and says there was a second strike, but Hegseth wasn't the one who ordered it. Over and over and over, the story changed.
So that's why you've seen a drastic difference in this administration's policy with respect to the last, and it's one of the many reasons the American public reelected this president and support this Secretary of War in conducting these strikes.
So to clarify, Admiral Bradley was the one who gave that order for a second strike.
And he was well within his authority to do so.
And this was roughly a week ago when Caroline Leavitt came out and immediately started blaming, or at least softly shifting the blame onto Admiral Bradley. At the same time, Pete Hegseth was tweeting out, we stand by the decisions that he made, that Admiral Bradley made. Just a very clear shifting of responsibility. So there is no moral, factual, or like chronological clarity coming from the admin, meaning they won't even clarify the timeline or release the video for transparency. I'm going to leave it there. If you appreciate the videos we make on the Adam Mockler channel, drop a like, subscribe. I'll see you all later.
Moro Casino.
America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.